How many of you have seen the wind? You've seen the wind? You have seen the wind? Okay. What does it look like? You don't know.
Nothing.
No. Have you seen the wind? No, you can't see the wind, can you? Have you guys seen the wind? You've seen the wind? Do you know what it looks like? No. Can you see the wind? No, you can't see the wind. But you can see what the wind does, can't you? The wind blows this, doesn't it? So you can see the effects of the wind, right? But you can't see it. There's something else that you can see the effects of the wind. How many of you have flown a kite before? You've flown a kite? I made a kite. Do you think this will... Oops. Think it'll fly? Probably not. But it's a kite. And what happens when you put one of these things in the air? The invisible wind grabs it, doesn't it? And it flies way up in the air. Can you see the wind that blows this? No, you can't see the wind. You can only see what it does. The wind is a lot like the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit you can't see, but the Holy Spirit is God, and He's powerful, and He comes to live inside of each one of you, okay, as God's people. He comes to live within us, and He has power to give us forgiveness and love and peace and assurance that one day we're going to be in heaven. Though we can't see the Holy Spirit, and He is here now, He's just like the wind, and He is here to give us peace and strength and life. Where did I put my things? Oh, here they are. All right. So can you see the wind?
No.
Can you see what the wind does? Yes. Can you see the Holy Spirit? No. Can we see what the Holy Spirit does? Yes. It makes us new people for Jesus, and He gives us life. Okay. Thank you. Thanks.